Chapter 22, Your Point of Attraction and the Relief Factor. We are going to offer a very wise, but also very obvious, statement here. You are where you are. What you have been thinking and what you currently are thinking has resulted in your creation, in your life experience of what is. And so, that's that. However, we want you to turn your full attention to the vibrational relativity between where you are right now and where you want to be, for that is where all of your power is. That is where the thrill of creative genius lies. That vibrational variance between where you are and where you want to be is the creative arena that you've come forth to play within, the leading edge of creation. This is what you've come forth to experience and enjoy and to never complete. So, where you stand and how you feel right now equals your vibrational point of attraction. And if you are aware, you can tell by the way you feel how your perception of where you are right now matches or does not match the vibration of your source. If, right now, you're intent upon achieving the best match that you can with the vibration of your source, then you'll be reaching for or feeling for better and better feeling thoughts. And as you find a better feeling thought, a feeling of relief will be your experience. The emotional guidance scale from allowing to resistance. Imagine an emotional guidance scale with the good feeling thoughts on one end and the bad feeling thoughts on the other. And now, acknowledge that the end that feels good equals allowing, and the end that feels bad equals resistance. So, it is obvious that, depending upon your choice of thoughts, you could move toward either end of this scale. It's also obvious that the further you are from one end of the scale, the closer you are to the other end. In other words, this thought feels better, this thought feels worse. This better-feeling thought indicates allowing, this worse-feeling thought indicates resistance. Now, a scale of your emotions would sound something like this. At the top would be like number one, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation. Number two would be passion. And then three would be enthusiasm, eagerness, happiness. Four would be positive expectation or belief. Five would be like optimism. And six would be hopefulness. And seven would be contentment. Number eight, we're coming on down to boredom. Nine, we're on down to pessimism. 10 would be like frustration, irritation, or impatience. And then 11, overwhelmment. 12, disappointment. 13, doubt. 14, worry. 15, blame. 16, we're coming on down to discouragement. And 17, anger. 18 would be revenge. 19, hatred or rage. 20, we're down to jealousy, and then down to 21, insecurity, guilt, unworthiness, and the bottom of the scale would be number 22, fear, grief, depression, despair, powerlessness. Since the same words are often used to mean different things, and different words are often used to mean the same things, these word labels for your emotions are not absolutely accurate for every person who feels the emotion. In fact, giving word labels to the emotions could cause confusion and distract you from the real purpose of your emotional guidance scale. The thing that matters most is that you consciously reach for a feeling that's improved. The word for the feeling is not important. Continually reach for relief from resistance. A rather effective way of balancing your energy is to continually reach for feelings of relief. A feeling of relief always indicates an improvement in your vibration, and it always means a releasing of resistance or an increasing of allowing. And if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would make the relief factor the most important part of our personal awareness. When you continually look for a way of looking at everything that feels slightly better than what you're currently feeling, you're getting closer and closer to seeing your world as your inner being sees it. And in the process, you will be leaving resistance behind. Your own resistance is the only factor that keeps you from realizing all the wonderful things that you desire. Illness is about resistance. Confusion is about resistance. Poverty is about resistance. Sadness is about resistance. Even car accidents are about resistance. All things that you consider to be bad exist only because of resistance to your natural well-being. There is not a source of unwanted. You do not walk into a room and look for the dark switch, for you understand there's not a switch that floods darkness into the room which covers the source of light. And by the same principle, there's not a source of sickness, badness, or evil, but merely a practiced resistance to the natural source of well-being. Reaching for relief, moment by moment, thought by thought, and subject by subject, will bring you increasingly closer to your source of well-being. When you care about how you feel, and you deliberately try to look at things in ways that feel better and better to you, making the best of things instead of the worst of things, you will allow more and resist less, and the circumstances and events of your life will begin to reflect those changes immediately. Relief indicates the releasing of resistance, which is the same thing as moving toward more allowing. It is an effective use of your emotional guidance system.